Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, thank you, Lucius. Let's go around the Mavs here, G-Bag Nation. It's been a whirlwind, as I tease, just the number of reports that have been fascinating today. And we got a new one about 90 minutes ago. We'll get there here in just a minute, then I'll get you my trade idea. Kyrie Irving might not play this year because of other stuff, was one of the first reports from Tim McMahon earlier today. He said he's been playing quite well on the court and he's looking good, but might not play this year because of other stuff. And you're thinking, why could that be? You know, is it because he could maybe want a full 12, 15 months to recover or come back next year? Would that be aligned with the front office thinking, let's go ahead and tank? That's what we believed here when we opened the show. Klay Thompson likely on his way out. And, you know, the Anthony Davis is going to be dealt. Drum got louder this morning as Tim McMahon and other outlets were talking about it. About 90 minutes ago, though, Cubes popped in with an announcement saying they aren't moving anybody. They're trying to win. And I could see that as a legit scenario if the offers are not good enough. You know, there's a small chance the moon and stars align for you. And if you're like, well, trading AD doesn't increase our probabilities that much because they're not willing to give us even a one, like they want to throw us bad contracts back, then, you know, I could see deciding to stick with it. But my read right now is this is kind of like when the month before the NFL trade deadline and all these different players were getting thrown out there, and it became clear NFL teams were like, no, we might want to trade these guys, but we're not giving them away to anybody. So I think as the volume got turned up across NBA media today, maybe the Mavs phone started lighting up with people saying, are you ready to deal? Let's do this. You know, let's make a trade happen. We heard you guys are going to do a deal. So is it our offer that you're going to do? Or, you know, what are we looking at? And it's a smart move with the trade deadline, what, 2.5 months away, to just pump the brakes on it quite a bit. And hopefully that increases the offers. But, you know, overwhelmingly, we need to see the Mavs, you know, make at least one trade to make themselves less reliant on aging injured stars.
Do you think, though, that maybe they're saying it to kind of keep the fan base interested in coming to the games? That, you know, yeah. that like, listen, in reality, we're behind the scenes here. We're burning up the phone lines. We're trying to make some deals here. If you're this early into the campaign and they're sellout streak has ended, right?
Yeah.
You know, but then you got rid of Nico. So now what you need to do is continue to push, like, come see Cooper Flagg play.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be what the organization needs to do. But I think Cubes is trying to, like, all right, if we make it like we're just going to fire sale this thing,
this would become like a Morgan here.
We've got
even more.
Yeah, we've got too many. Now, maybe in 2 months, 8 weeks, you've still built, you know, you've got some home games and you built a little revenue and all that. But if you wave the white flag now, does your fan base quit on you as well and stop coming to the games?
No.
I think that's – you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think the fan base is they understand what's going on here.
Oh, I would hope. That's what I'm just saying. I think that I would – if I was ownership, I wouldn't be waving the white flag – how many games are we in? 13?
Yeah,
14
not
games?
Very many. I mean, 20-ish?
Yeah.
13, I think.
Yeah.
I think Brian
it's
nailed
even,
it.
Even that,
yeah.
That, yeah. Wow.
See, I can't.
4-11?
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
15?
If I'm Patrick DeMond, I appreciate Mark going out there and being now my mouthpiece a little bit because that's kind of deflecting things away from me. But I think Mark's probably playing it. I think the organization's saying we can't just throw in the towel 15 games into this thing because then we'll have nobody show up at these games.
Well, I was wondering.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thing. I mean, they've been fined for tanking before. And Mark's been pretty open about tanking.
Oh, maybe we're not tanking. Oh.
We're getting ahead of this now. We're
like
still
that.
Trying to win.
Right.
So
Pat,
we're just saving face to the NBA right now.
I just saved you $1 million, Pat. Yeah. High five. You know, I know what we need to do here. I think he's taking more of a leadership role here with this team. And
I think behind the scenes, they're doing everything in their power to trade these guys.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
The other detail on Cuban, apparently Nico blames him for losing Christian Wood and Jalen Brunson. That was another piece from the McMahon story, and I think he did lose Brunson because Cuban just didn't want to allocate the funds to keep him. I think cash flow might have become an issue for him late in his ownership.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
If Nico thinks it was a loss that you let Christian Wood go, that's just another reason to believe the guy really didn't know what he was doing.
I know we had those days where we were doing radio together. We kept talking about Christian Wood, and Christian Wood was
talented
just not
player.
Talented, but not very smart. You know, just like they would play him in the game, and then they would have a defensive, they'd call a defensive set, and my guy couldn't even get lined up to be able to help. Like, they took him off the court, if you remember, late in games.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even play him because he was such a liability.
He'd score 20 and give up 30 on the other end.
Yeah, like, it's like, and they got tired of, like, having to browbeat him to, like, get him to do anything.
And so his next season was his last season in the league.
Yeah.
He went to the Lakers and, you know, had some decent games as per usual, but he never got back
no
into the league.
No basketball intelligence at all.
Yeah, I read it the same way you did initially, and then, but it's actually, he was upset that they traded for Christian Wood in the first place at all.
Oh.
He's putting that on Mark Cuban. Like, why did we trade for this guy when Jason Kidd didn't even want him?
Okay, that makes more sense.
And we've seen the way
he's...
Just
part of him throwing Cuban under the bus.
Right, he's just blaming Cuban for the Christian Wood move and then also blaming Cuban for not retaining Jalen Brunson. Meanwhile, he's being described as the silent assassin for his subtle power consolidation.
Thanks for cleaning that up for me, Chief.
No, it threw me off, too. When I first... I'm like, okay, and then... And then I read it because it was like it was kind of a weird read.
Yeah. And I just got a quick blurb on it. Okay, so for my trade idea, I think they need to make trades that allow them to tank this year, but then get back into the playoffs next year because they don't have their picks for 4 years, right? Everybody knows that. You don't have your picks. You don't want to be a bad team from 2026 to 2030 and just hand teams top five picks because you're thinking about building around Cooper Flagg. Now, if the offers aren't good enough, which would maybe explain why Anthony Davis has not been traded yet, what is the best scenario after that? And allow me to introduce you to the trade idea of one Zion Williamson. Okay. Now, before you throw open your mouth and think, why would we want a fatter, more injury prone guy? The most important thing to understand about Zion Williamson is because he has missed so much time, the Pelicans structured his contract that if you do not hit certain criteria of games played, the guarantees on your contract go away. So while he is under contract for three more years after this one at $40 million per year, it's not guaranteed. If it doesn't work out, you could get out of it at any time. I think it presents a scenario where if you do believe in your training staff, and I don't know if they do or not, but if you believe Zion Williamson, and I think he's one of the most top 10 talented players in the game, if there's any chance that he can stay healthy or a change of scenery getting out of New Orleans to a slightly less intriguing food and beverage scene with DFW. Now, the great thing about that is, number one, if it doesn't work out, you can just get him off the books whenever you want to. But also, he might be a trade asset in the future because a team that wants to rebuild could always give you players for Zion Williamson with the idea that his contract is immediately going to come off of the books. What do you guys think about that? Crazy?
Certainly.
So what's the... You're trading for Zion, but giving away
AD.
Okay, so he goes one back injured to
guy
for
another. Yeah, he goes. He gets to go back home. You get a younger guy. They get to move on from the Zion failed experiment, and you have the all of the upside for Zion with almost no downside. Because if he fails, gets hurt again, you're like, okay, we're done here.
Yeah, that's crazy. The final 3 years non guaranteed. That's amazing how they were able to do that.
Yeah, and if he does, I think play 80% of a game and hit criteria, he could earn that back. So he is an incentivized, you know, player, but only making 2/3 of what Anthony Davis is. That's another important thing here is it actually takes $20 million off the books, and I think maybe the Pelicans would be interested in it. I just don't see anything else out there that's intriguing. Like this Trae Young rumor, I want nothing to do with Trae Young
at all.
We already have one undersized point guard who's, you know, a good offensive player but fails defensively. So, all right, we got 3 hours down and two to go. Chief, what is next?
Football's Finest featuring some interesting numbers on the Eagles plus an all-time bleep hole headline of the week next year in the nation.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.